Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is a special meeting of the Derby Housing Authority, Thursday, July 10th. Was scheduled for 10 a.m. We're starting the meeting at 10:20. I'll call the meeting to order. Ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. We'll move to item number three on the agenda. That's roll call. Bob Lisi.
Here.
Loretta Sexton.
Here.
And I'm Linda Fusco. I'm here. We have a quorum. There are no additions, deletions, corrections because this is a special meeting. There's no public portion because it is a special meeting. We'll go down to old business, and that's the fee accountant. We need to make a decision about when she will start. Bob, as the treasurer, would you like to tell the old one that she's no longer with us? Bob?
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay. So we need to make a decision. We voted to hire the new one. We have to talk with her and see when she can start. But we also need to let the old fee accountant know that she's not, her services are not needed any longer. Would you be willing to do that as the treasurer?
What, tell her?
Yeah.
I don't care when you want me to do it because I'm leaving. I'm out of town tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Let me talk to the new fee accountant and I'll get back to you this afternoon. But we probably I'm hoping to be able to do it for August 1st. But let me get back to you on that. Radon update, Khalid.
Hi, everyone. So we've been rescheduled for our radon mitigation. Our new dates are at the end of this month, the 28th through the 30th. I'm currently in contact with Bob Surowich to get clarity because we actually still don't even have a projected estimate for the cost of the installation of the mitigation system. So he has also, I've reached out to the office several times myself, but Mr. Surowich, is also reaching out. He said if worse comes to worse, we'll go with a different organization, but we're also looking to set up a sort of meeting between not only the company and us as a team, but also for the residents, as we subsequently see this week. Just so everybody is fully clear on what the mitigation process looks like. I've never been through a radon mitigation, so I would like some more information as well, as I'm sure the public and the board would. So when I have an update on that, I would send everybody an email. Hopefully we can have that meeting sometime next week is my goal. That is my goal. I'm not saying that's what's gonna happen, but I wanna have that meeting set up so we have a fully clear idea of what this process looks like for each building, and we have an e-board that we can look at and discuss as quickly.
I agree with Khalid because I'm not clear on whether they're doing every unit. Are they doing some units? We need to be able to tell them what to expect, and we're not the professionals. So, I mean, we've heard that they might have to take out the carpet or take out a piece of the carpet. People need to, in the closets, people need to empty their closets. I think we need to be really clear about what they're doing and have an opportunity for people who want to come and listen to come and hear what's going to, because it affects them at the end of the
day.
I'm not even clear if it's radon. It's one thing. If it's radon and asbestos, then do people one of the questions I've been asked, do people have to leave while that asbestos remediation is going on? I can't answer those questions, but they're legitimate questions and people have a right to ask them. I am on vacation myself the week of the 21st. I'll be gone the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So if this program is set to start on the 28th, I would like to have that meeting next week sometime. And if it can't be scheduled, then I would like to put off the work until we can have that meeting.
I think that might be a good idea. I can talk to you there before moving forward.
Commissioner Spock?
Yeah, it's a good idea. You got to have that meeting and give the tenants, you know, the residents, an opportunity to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, because it affects them, and people ask me questions. I've never been through any of this remediation. We've not had to do it in another site. I've not had to do it in my own personal life, so I can't begin to explain to them in any meaningful way what's actually going to happen. And we need to know from the professionals, what do we need? Does it need to be every building? We need to know a sense of what the cost is going to be. So until we get those answers and have that meeting, I would say we don't proceed.
Right.
I'll make that as a motion.
We can.
Is there a second?
Yep. Okay. I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion or discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, motion carries. So under new business, so I'm sure you saw, I emailed to everybody, we have one back pilot that's due. We caught up, I think we caught up 2 or 3 last year. That's what the housing authority pays to the city in lieu of taxes. The dollar amount is $69,248,000. So we have one left due from 24 to 25, and then the new one from the fiscal year 25-26. Mm-hmm. I'm proposing that we pay the first one this month and look to do the other one like in November, December, so we can space it out. But the other problems are these. So apparently, back in 2023, someone who was working in the office just did not pay the city for the employee's medical. And the city's been picking up the tab to the tune of about $6,000 a month. And it continues to this day. We need to get back on a system where the housing, because as I talk to Ellen and Diana, they tell me that the employees only pay for dental and eye care and their own, like if they have an Aflac or they have a personal insurance policy, that's what they pay for. Their medical was always paid historically by the housing authority. That may be something that we choose to revisit to the tune of $6,000 a month. I don't know. Do we want to do a split? Do we want to continue this? But I know that the city is trying to figure out how much we owe them since 2023.
Mm.
And so what they put on this bill, along with the two pilots, is a 1 month for July 25, the medical. The other call that I got the other day was from someone who does a retirement program. Now, we have MRF.
Okay.
And I thought that was the retirement program. I need to look at this a little bit more, but apparently whatever retirement program they had up to 23 was also disconnected. It was stopped in 2023. I really thought MRF was that. Again, I'll need to talk to people here. But at some point, we may have to restart a retirement program. It's nothing that we have to pay into, I don't believe, but people have the right to be offered a retirement plan if they choose to participate. If they don't choose to participate, that's a different story. If one person wants to participate, the others don't, that's fine too. It doesn't come out of our pockets, but we need to, if MRF isn't it, we need to reestablish a retirement program.
And there's a lot there. I agree. We need to pay the 2425 pilot.
Correct.
I agree we wait
And COVID.
till, yeah, we wait till November to pay 20 for the 2526. But we don't have a definitive number on the medical at this point.
No, somebody's going to have to go back. And I would assume that
Right.
somebody here at City Hall in the financial
Right.
department is going to have to go back and figure from 23 to
Right.
25. But if we at least start now paying $6,000 a month as it's billed, if we can, at least we won't be accruing more.
Right. And since we're
Right.
going to have a new fee accountant, we need to, instruct her. She, that needs to be part of it right away.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. So we'll put in a motion form that we pay the 2024-2025 pilot in the amount of $69,248. And for July as well, we will begin paying $6,069.80. It may vary from
It
month to
might.
month depending on who remains employed. At this point, there's only three employees who are using any kind of medical services from us. It's not open to part-time. It's not, which would be Autumn, the resident service coordinator. It would not be, we had a temp. It wouldn't be open to temps. So it may vary. But that's something that we're going to have to regulate too. We're going to have to establish with our fee accountant or whoever who's on it, how much we should be paying every month. For now, we're going to rely on the city, but at some point we have to figure it out on our own.
Did
So
you make that motion?
I will. I make a motion that we, for the 2024-2025 year, pay the $69,248 for this month, and we start paying effective this month the $6,069.80 until we get clarity on that. Is there a second to that?
I
Second.
second it.
Okay.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
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 Oh, thank you. Motion carries. And we'll go down to personnel update. Khalid, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. As Linda mentioned, we did have a temp in place, to, supplement the position because our current receptionist is going on maternity leave at the beginning of next month. We were having communication and attendance issues, so I had a meeting with DFS, the applicant agency, sorry. And they are sending me we parted ways with that temp, and they are sending me applications to hopefully have someone start within the next 2 weeks, for a temporary position as we continue to restructure in the office and get our ducks in a row. I can, when I have more information on the possible candidates, I can email those to you guys. But yeah, so the too long didn't read of that is we no longer have the employee temp, but it's just back to the time again.
And the current employee is going on maternity leave when?
Starting August 4th, that's her due date.
Plans to be off for how long?
12 weeks.
12 weeks, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So obviously we're going to have a temp come in
Yes.
and fill in for her until she's back.
And
And it would be
DFS is
good to
actually
start.
very responsive, so they're sending me applications. I mean, I'm not a resume.
Right. I mean, it would make sense to start before she leaves because she
Absolutely.
needs to do great.
It would be kind of a nightmare to have her start on August 4th. So we're trying to get it to happen much sooner than that.
Correct. Any thoughts, commissioners?
No. I mean, That happens.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. All right. So if there's no more discussion there, we can go down to the coordinator's report. You wanted to go over vacancies?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to update quickly. We're down to seven vacant, two of them are ready. This should be the last week that I'm playing around and updating with our leases of our current tenants. So I do plan on using the last 2 weeks of this month to go those two ready units, and hopefully we can have them leased up at the beginning of August. The two units that are being worked on right now by the maintenance crew should hopefully also be done by the beginning of August. So at that time, I'll be showing those two. And hopefully by the end of the summer, we have all of our vacancies leased up. It's a goal of mine. A lot of times my goals get crumbled up and thrown away, but that's what I'm planning on doing, is getting us fully leased up by the time fall hits, because our turnovers are going well. Most of the major work is done. There is one unit that still needs to have cabinets installed, but that has to happen when both maintenance guys are available at the same time, kind of like a two-guy job. But we're looking good on getting things leased up. We've had a move in at Steiger Terrace this month, and like I said, hopefully I get those two other ready ones at Lakeview Terrace leased up by August 1.
Would be great.
It would be.
Sounds good.
Yeah, good.
All right. So that takes us to adjournment. Is there any other discussion on the vacancy report?
Nope.
No.
Okay. So all right. It's 10:37. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I make a
I'll
motion.
make that motion to adjourn.
Bob, you
Second.
seconded? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. We are adjourned.
Aye.
Very much. Bob, have safe travels.
Yes, have a safe trip.
Safe trip. Thanks,
Thank you.
everyone.
Safe trip. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. No, it finally got over. It started at 10:20. So 17, no.